Down to business on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland. We understand business. Choose the bank that's here to help you rise to today's business challenges and tomorrow's.
The government's announcement of the reopening of the hospitality sector next month has been broadly welcomed by business owners in hospitality and tourism, who must now organise their staff and indeed prepare their facilities. The reopening will prove challenging for some businesses, and many have expressed difficulties in sourcing staff. I heard Hugh goes on earlier with Susan talking about the real desperate situation in attracting and retaining hospitality staff. And the Restaurant Association of Ireland has estimated that nearly a third of restaurant staff and bar staff may have been lost to the sector due to COVID. So how can hospitality business get back on its feet? How can it attract great people? Gerardo Larios, he's the head of hospitality at the Bank of Ireland, and he has a little bit of advice for us. Good morning, Gerardo. How are you?
Good morning, Bobby, and thanks for the invitation to talk this morning. As you were saying, and as was mentioned just before I joined with both Nicola and Ken, there is an awful lot of challenges that the sector is facing in terms of the disruption from COVID and the expectation of different changes in consumer behavior. A slight uncertainty about the how long our government support is going to be there, and obviously all of this is happening at a time where businesses are having to actually, get pay for the reopening, because reopening is quite an expensive endeavor for businesses to actually have to deal with. So as they start to reopen and they're actually betting that the demand is actually going to come back to their premises, and so it is actually quite stressful for businesses to actually start doing all of this with the prevailing uncertainty. There are a number of things, as you said, that people can be doing and that have been doing. During the pandemic, we saw amazing stories of how people adapted their products and their services. They invested in outdoors, despite the fact that they would only use it for a little while last year. A lot of menus were revised. I think a lot of us would have actually tried all the meal kits and whatever not that were sold by a number of them. There's been a rise of localism that has benefited some of the suburban areas. So there's an awful lot of really good stories that have actually come out during the pandemic in terms of the way
And Gerardo, could I ask you then about those changes that you mentioned there, people buying restaurant boxes and that kind of thing. Will a lot of that dissipate, or will a lot of that just go back to the way it was, or will some of that sort of trends will remain? I think there may be a view, certainly among younger people, that you can get any food item delivered to you at any time, anywhere. So what do you think about pandemic changes that might stay with us?
Well, there's a number of things. The sector has always been adapting to different changes in consumer behavior. The backdrop of the sector has always been that change and that focus for innovation that the sector has always actually presented. So there's going to be some trends that are probably going to be here to stay. The fact that a lot of people are actually working from home and they'll continue to work from home will change some of the demand patterns. For example, the morning coffee rushes that would have actually prevailed in some places around office buildings might be gone. The flexibility is there for people not to work, for example, on a Friday. So you could be missing out on the pints on the Fridays. You could be missing out on the morning coffee days a week. So an awful lot of those little nuances might actually demand that the businesses readjust their service model to make sure that they capitalize on what their opportunities there might be from it. Because as I said, during the pandemic, there was also that big rise in takeaway. There was a huge, if you look at the city at the moment, all you see are bikes from Deliveroo and Just Eat, which we had before, but not to the levels that we have now.
Yeah, very interesting. And would it be your sort of, when we look at, the amount of businesses that are availing of the government support, can we expect most hotels to open again, in June? Will there be some businesses that just won't reopen, in your view?
Well, there is a big anticipation in the sector, and I think everybody really wants to welcome back customers. However, there's actually a few places will actually wait for an extra couple of weeks before they resume operations, because the sector really depends on high volume, low value transactions. And because of the reduced capacity associated with the first outdoor dining, as I was mentioned early on, that resumes on June the 3rd. June the 2nd for all hotels. Yeah. So because they can only do outside, and there'll be limits in the number of people per table. And then once you actually resume the outside, the indoor dining is probably when a lot of operators would actually find their operations more economical and more feasible to actually welcome back their customers. Because I said it is volumes that you need.
Finally, then, Geraldo, can I ask you then about the competitive environment sort of post-COVID? Like, there's going to be a lot of businesses now opening up at the same time. There's going to be a lot of pent-up demand. But how do you see the competitive landscape across the sector?
Well, the pandemic actually really impacted the relationship between suppliers, customers, and the distribution channels for well over a year. So that easing of the restrictions, we'll see that being recouped over the next few months. But I mean, there's going to be some permanent changes that we discussed, for example, a second ago about the consumer behavior, and that's going to bring opportunities for suburban locations, and it would actually present challenges for some other operators. And that's things. That you know are yet to be determined, but I mean, I think the important thing is for businesses to see what the competition is doing. And as much as it is actually fantastic to be innovators, I think all of the new entrants that you might have in terms of the services that are being provided, like the meal kits that we discussed a second ago, if you're not reacting and providing those little changes that the customers are expecting, is because it's not only about making sure that the premises are clean and that you're accepting cancellations and that you have certain flexibility. It's also about seeing what others are offering and try to actually keep up with what those consumers are actually going to be looking for in the premises.
Okay.
So I think it's going to be very challenging in competition-wise.
Okay, well, listen, it's great to get your insight into the sector. That's Geraldo Olarios. He's the head of hospitality with the Bank of Ireland. Thanks for joining us this morning, Geraldo. We'll talk to you again soon.